Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic, the status and rights of women in Islam, selected from Surah An-Nisa. We talked about the oppression inflicted upon women before Islam, the status given to women in Islam, and the various rights women received because of Islam. In today's episode, we'll continue this discussion, focusing on the rights of a woman as a mother. What was the status of mothers before Islam? What honor did Islam bestow upon mothers? What rights did Islam secure for mothers? And much more. Let's begin our episode by presenting the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him and writes 10 good deeds in his book of deeds." Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A mother is a pure personality whose thought brings to mind images of selflessness, sacrifice, loyalty, love, compassion, and kindness. However, it is unfortunate that before Islam, the era of ignorance gave nothing but sorrow, pain, and suffering to this embodiment. A son would sell his mother for dowry after his father's death. Sometimes she would be divided like property. Sometimes the father's widow would be taken as a wife, because disbelievers before Islam considered marriage with any woman permissible. Islam announced the end of all of these ignorant practices, declaring in verse 19 of Surah An-Nisa, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithu an-nisaa karha." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "O you who believe, it is not permissible for you to become inheritors of women by force." Before Islam, not only were mothers deprived of inheritance, but the people would also take away their wealth, forcing them to live as mere property and moving them from one place to another. However, Islam granted mothers the right to a share in inheritance. Dear viewers, in societies detached from Islamic teachings, the condition of mothers today is not much different from the era of ignorance. The mother who nurtured her child with her life blood for 9 months, endured many pains during childbirth, and sacrificed her comfort is not given a place of honor in the home. Instead, people shy away from serving her and often consign her to a retirement home. In contrast, Islam holds women in the highest regard as mothers. Today, if we look around, we will see the reality that there are many in our society who treat their parents, especially their mothers, poorly. Some roar at their mothers and growl in their presence. Some foolish individuals even curse and physically abuse their mothers, even though a mother is a precious gift from nature. For any person, a mother is the foundation of life, the reason for his existence and survival in the world. Therefore, being grateful to her, treating her with kindness, and serving her are among the most important rights. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah Almighty has made it obligatory to obey and be devoted to one's parents. Alongside worshiping Him, Allah Almighty has commanded to treat them with kindness. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 36 of Surah An-Nisa, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, worship Allah and associate none with Him. Be good to your parents. We are not only commanded to obey and treat our parents with kindness, but also forbidden from even saying a word of irritation to them. Allah Almighty proclaims in Surah Bani Israel, verse number 23, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and be kind to your parents. If one or both of them reach old age in your presence, then do not even say oof to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them with courteous words. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When it comes to treating parents with kindness and good manners, a mother's right is greater than that of a father. As it is stated that a person once approached our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is most deserving of my best kindness? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, your mother. The person then asked, who is next? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, your mother. The person then asked again, who is next? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, your mother. The person then asked, who is next? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then replied, your father. A mother endures more hardships in childbirth and raising a child. Islam, taking all of these hardships into consideration, has granted mothers a greater right to kindness, a significant favor bestowed upon women. Dear viewers, the blessed ahadith promise the eternal blessings of paradise in exchange for obedience to one's mother. This is because a mother's love and dedication are selfless. A mother does not seek anything in return for her loyalty, which is why there is no parallel or substitute for the blessing of motherhood. A mother is love, affection, and care for her children. Her love is sincere and everlasting. A mother's love never fades. She is a loving, kind, and selfless great being. She endures hardships to protect her children from suffering. A mother is the one who stays awake through cold and long winter nights for her children. She sacrifices her desires to fulfill those of her children. She is the one who happily gives her last morsel to her child and goes to sleep hungry. She is the one who lays her child on a warm, soft bed while she sleeps on a cold floor. Even after her husband's death, she does not let her children wander helplessly. She is the one who is deeply concerned by her child's slightest pain. She does not abandon even her disabled or helpless child and never deprives her disobedient or wayward children of her compassion and care. A mother is a great being under whose feet lies paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in childbirth and raising a child, a mother makes many sacrifices. Referring to these sacrifices, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 15 of Surah Al-Ahqaf, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and we commanded man to be kind to his parents. His mother carried him laboriously and gave birth to him laboriously. And the carrying of the child and his weaning duration is 30 months. A mother carried her child in her womb for 9 months, enduring weakness upon weakness, and then gave birth. After that, she spent 2 years weaning the child. All of this is a sacrifice for her child. This is why paradise is placed under the feet of mothers. In the displeasure of a mother lies the displeasure of the Almighty. And in the pleasure of a mother lies the pleasure of the Almighty. The Quran and Hadith emphasize treating mothers with kindness and good behavior. Children have been given clear guidance where even slight neglect can lead to destruction. The blessed Ahadith state that those who disobey their parents will be deprived of paradise. Dear viewers, Islam emphasizes children to be dutiful towards their mothers and to treat them with kindness. Islam gives glad tidings of great reward for showing love by looking at the faces of the parents. As our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has advised, when children look at their parents with mercy, Allah Almighty records the reward of an accepted Hajj for each glance. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if they do it 100 times a day? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, yes, Allah is the greatest and pure. Subhanallah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our pious predecessors not only taught us to respect our mothers verbally, but also demonstrated their respect through their actions. For instance, once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Aun rahmatullahi alayhi replied in a slightly elevated voice when his mother called him. So he subsequently freed 2 slaves in expiation for it. Allahu Akbar. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, set the highest examples of obedience to mothers. For example, Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi states, on a harsh winter night, my mother asked me for water. I went to bring a glass of water, but she had fallen asleep when I came. Thinking it inappropriate to wake her, I stood there for quite a while with the glass waiting to offer her water. In the meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning into ice. Anyway, when my dear mother woke up, I offered her the glass of water. My finger had stuck to the glass because of ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, causing bleeding. My mother looked at it and asked, what is this? When I related the entire incident to her, she stretched out her hands and prayed, oh Allah, I am pleased with him, so you too remain pleased with him. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, a mother is nothing less than a precious asset and a great blessing in the life of her children. The rights of a mother over her children are numerous. Islam has outlined many rights of a mother, which are too many to list comprehensively. However, we will mention a few of these rights. Before Islam, the rights of mothers were often suppressed and they were deprived of their inheritance. The enlightened teachings of Islam formally established their inheritance rights. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 11 to 12, different prescribed shares for mothers in various situations are clearly outlined. If a mother needs anything, it should be fully taken care of. In fact, it is a duty upon the children, because when they were young, it was the mother who took care of their every need. Similarly, the religion of Islam encourages children to fulfill obligations on behalf of their mother after her passing, to give charity on her behalf, and to perform Hajj and Umrah for her. As it is stated that a woman from the tribe of Juhayna arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my mother had taken a vow to perform Hajj, but couldn't fulfill it before she passed away. Can I perform Hajj on her behalf? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, yes, perform Hajj on her behalf. Had there been a debt on your mother, you would have repaid her debt, wouldn't you? So pay Allah Almighty's right, as He has more right to be paid. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the rights of a mother over her children is that they pray for her. As the Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, verse 24 of Surah Bani Israel, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and say, O my Lord, have mercy on them as they raised me when I was a child. We should include this in our daily routines, to pray for our parents, and we should pray for their health, well-being, faith, and safety. If they have passed away, we should pray for their comfort in the grave, protection from the trials of Judgment Day, forgiveness without accountability, and entry into paradise. One should express gratitude to the parents, especially the mother. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 14 of Surah Luqman, Anishkur li wali walidayka. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, be grateful to me and your parents. The most generous Almighty is the one who has given us blessings, and logic tells us that it is obligatory to thank the giver of blessings. Among the blessings bestowed by the Almighty are our parents. Through our parents, the Almighty bestows His favor upon us and grants us the blessing of life. Our very existence depends on them. Therefore, parents are a blessing from the Almighty and also the means through which the blessing is given. Therefore, it is essential to first thank the Almighty for blessing us with parents, and then to express gratitude to our parents for being the reason we have the gift of life. They endure various hardships for the sake of their children. It is the children's duty to reciprocate by being kind to them and to honor these blessings by expressing gratitude to their parents, especially their mother. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha states, I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has the greatest right over a man? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, his mother. Expressing gratitude to your mother isn't just about words. It's about having respect for her in your heart, showing kindness through actions, and fulfilling her rights. One of a mother's rights is that her children should not raise their voices in her presence and should always show her the utmost respect. The most generous Almighty commands us to speak to them with honor and respect and to adopt humble behavior in their presence. Kindness and respect towards parents should come from genuine love and affection. Dear viewers, we can fulfill the rights of others, but no matter how many efforts we make, we can never fully repay the rights of a mother. A holy companion asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, in one path there were such hot stones that if meat were placed on them, it would turn into roasted meat. I have carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. Am I now free from fulfilling her rights? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the pain she endured during your birth, perhaps one of those pains could be repaid. Allahu Akbar. From this narration, we learn that parents, especially mothers, should be treated with kindness and goodness, and obedience to them should always be maintained. It is narrated that a person asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, what rights do parents have over their children? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, they can be your paradise or your hell. Dear viewers, If we truly want to keep our mothers pleased, and surely everyone desires this, then let us choose companionship where respect for a mother is taught, where honoring and revering a mother is taught, and where we are encouraged to avoid saying, "Ah," in front of our mother. Undoubtedly, such companionship can be found in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Therefore, connect yourself with Dawat-e-Islami so that you may attain goodness in this world and the hereafter. Dear viewers, in continuation of the topic, the status of women in Islam and their rights, today we discuss the rights of a woman as a mother. We explored the pre-Islamic status of mothers, the honor bestowed upon mothers through Islam, lessons on serving mothers in Islam, rights granted to mothers through Islam, and more from Surah An-Nisa. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, we'll be back in the next episode with a new topic. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light illuminating our path to what is right illuminating our path to what is right